listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds.
I know a guy who challenges everything. His name's Dom Salvia. He's got a great show after mine, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. But I am lucky enough to be joined by Dom every Monday at 3:30 for a little bit of In Case You Missed It with Maggie and Dom. Welcome back to the show, Dom. Thanks for making time, friend.
Hey, Maggie, my pleasure. Happy Monday. You know, like the song says, you got to be bad, too.
Yeah, I guess. Let's talk about some bad stuff. Just before I got on the air, news broke that Jack Smith has filed in both the D.C. Circuit and in the Florida Circuit Courts. Excuse me, the Florida Appeals Court. I'm going to try this again. Jack Smith has filed in the D.C. Federal Circuit Court, the trial court, to basically end the insurrection case against Donald Trump. In the federal appeals court that covers Florida, but that is actually in Georgia, he filed to make that case come to a close as well. Of course, an appeal pending coming out of Florida because that Mensa member, that legal scholar amongst legal scholars, Aileen Cannon, decided to dismiss the case on a constitutional theory that no other federal court has ever found having any merit. So the federal criminal cases against Donald Trump, those are done.
Come on. All right. So I did the filing from Smith, 6 pages long, Maggie, double spaced. Yeah. I can actually get through some of that. Dismissed without prejudice, meaning they could bring the case back. But of course, once Donald Trump becomes the president, he can just maybe pardon himself. Can certainly make sure that the Department of Justice drops the cases. Not sure how that's all going to play out. And again, with regards to the toll, another term for me, Maggie, toll. It's a tolling.
Toll the statute of limitations.
Right. Basically put that on pause because, of course, the statute of limitations would expire if it were not tolled. Yeah, they're pretty much done. And he got away with it. So congratulations, Mr. Trump. And thank you to all you Trumpster voters who, you know, got him off the hook.
This is, to me, one of the most disturbing moments in American history. Like, the immunity decision that presidents are kings and they can't be prosecuted for criminal actions if they're within the core executive branch presidential powers. Like, that makes it less bad.
I don't think
it would make it worse. But here's the other thing that my brain immediately went to. Like, could Donald Trump actually order the destruction of evidence? And specifically that evidence that they possess against him related to these cases. Yeah. And would that be within the core of executive powers that you can basically do? It's sort of like the permutations are almost endless here. But as a practical matter, justice delayed is justice denied. I'm interested to hear what all of you think about this. Are you bothered by this? Are you bothered, but it's totally predictable? I want to hear from a conservative. Like, do you think this sets a good precedent? What if it was, you know, Joe Biden getting investigated? I find this extremely problematic, particularly from a presidential perspective, not presidential, from the precedent, the historical precedent that it sets. And frankly, the clear thought that I had was Merrick Garland will go down as one of the worst attorneys general to ever serve. Why did you delay? Why have you been messing around? Like, there are a million different decisions that Merrick Garland could have made to ensure that these cases actually saw the inside of a courtroom and that American voters actually got to see the evidence presented in a court of law.
Yeah.
What a fail from Merrick Garland.
Total fail. And not just for Merrick Garland, for this country as well. The quote-unquote rule of law. Yeah, give me a break. Good luck trying to convince me of any of that going forward. Maggie, I have a legal question. I want to get your opinion on it.
Sure.
Is there some effort, some point of Jack Smith going through this process right now? I mean, if it were up to me, I'd just let this thing go and make Donald Trump close it. Make Donald Trump do all that. Make Donald Trump do all the work. Why does Jack Smith feel the need to go through this right now?
So I had the same sort of puzzlement. And I have a theory about that, but let's actually work out the alternative approach, which you just briefly summarized. I've said on the air with you and on my own show that what I hoped was going to happen with these two cases was, one, he referred to it, and it's widely known that the DOJ has a longstanding policy that you don't investigate sitting presidents. Well, here the investigation was not ongoing. The investigation was done. You had an actual prosecution, a grand jury of regular American citizens that had agreed to these indictments. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of things that could have happened here, which is Jack Smith continues to have these cases move forward in the ordinary course. He doesn't treat them differently, and he makes Donald Trump and Donald Trump's Justice Department make those different decisions.
Right.
There is a view that this is like Jack Smith doing Donald Trump's dirty work for him.
Exactly.
By folding these cases. The other thing that really bothers me, to get into some of the minutiae here for a second, is that the Florida super secret spy documents case, right, that Aileen Cannon dismissed on a constitutional theory that has never been given any credit, was this constitutional theory that the special prosecutor's office itself is unconstitutional. Really? We want it to be the case that you can't assign a special prosecutor to investigate a former president? That the entire idea of sort of walling off a special prosecutor's office, again, the purpose of which came out of Watergate, there were some reforms to this procedure. The special prosecutor ultimately still answers to the attorney general, but the manner in which the investigation and the charges and all that other stuff proceeds is that they're supposed to be independent. You use special prosecutors to investigate high-ranking government officials that could potentially influence these sorts of investigations. And that's now, we can't do that. So it's like, let me summarize here. So bribery is illegal as long as you make it look like a tip. Presidents are kings, right? Money is speech. Corporations are people. And now the Department of Justice can't try to wall off from political influence special prosecutors who investigate the most powerful people in our federal government. Oh, I'm sure that's a recipe for continued success. The fact that he's abandoning the appeal of that decision,
right,
leaves her decision unchallenged and in place. Again, it wasn't from an appeals court. It was from know-nothing Aileen Cannon. But it's still a decision that's not going to be corrected or reviewed by an appeals court. That's really bad.
And so that continues to hang out there. And I'm you know, kind of wondering out loud here how the megas will feel about the special prosecutor if and when Trump's Justice Department assigns a special prosecutor to look into Jack Smith, the former special prosecutor.
Well, it's worse than that, right? Because they don't want to use special prosecutors, because the whole point of a special prosecutor is that they're independent of the political influence in the executive branch and other branches of government. No. Donald Trump wants to use prosecutors. He just wants them taking his direct orders, right? Like, the very absence of the special prosecutor tips its hat or leans more heavily into the politicization of the rule of law in the United States, which no one thinks is a good idea. It's like, there shouldn't be different rules for thee and another set of rules for me.
Oh,
that's
Maggie.
Not how it's supposed to be.
Oh, Maggie, that's so cute.
How naive.
I mean, what a thought. The other thing that bothers me as well is this Office of Legal Counsel, right? This OLC.
Yes.
Never been tried or tested in court. So I don't buy it, number one. I get it's a policy. What a nice policy. Just because it's a policy doesn't mean it can't be challenged. Doesn't mean that it's constitutional. And not only that, the policy talks about starting an investigation, starting an indictment process against a sitting president, not one that's already been concluded or one that's already still continuing to go on. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity, Jack Smith and those folks who care about the rule of law, to stick it to them and challenge it. Now, maybe you think you're going to lose, but so what? Let's put some finality on this stuff. Let's leave the stuff hanging out there.
Well, make people say the things.
Yes.
Make them make those decisions.
Yes.
That is important, so that their name is attached to it. If this came from Merrick Garland, right, whom Jack Smith reports to, this is an absolute abomination. You terrible, weak-kneed man. Because the only possible justification, like, that would at least sound in some sort of small-D democratic value system is the incredibly naive, almost as naive as my last statement, idea that, oh, well, we'll be showing them that we're not, you know, we're going to follow the norms. We're going to follow the policies. We're going to follow these agencies' norms and procedures. We are going to try to avoid even the appearance of pushing things to the edge. Like, we color inside the lines. Well, guess what? There's no coloring book for the other side. They don't even have crayons. They've got a bazooka. Like, what are you talking about? If that was the line of logic coming out of the AG, and that's why he told Jack Smith to do this, like, what planet are you living on, brother?
Even the appearance of impropriety would be a concern for the American people. And now look what's going to happen. You got a guy that literally got away with it. They got the U.S. Supreme Court, of which he put three people on that court, to say that he can be king for a day so long as he stays within the lines of his executive duties. And now we have a Justice Department under the current president, Joe Biden. Joe Biden is still the president. Joe Biden, you have all those powers that Trump's going to claim. Why not use them? It's just to me, on the outside, it is. It seems like a total give up to me. And that's it's not justified.
Isn't
it's
it
embarrassing.
Kind of the microcosm of the Democratic Party? It's like, oh, well, yeah, cool, whatever. Like, no, stop bringing a knife to a gunfight. Yeah. Like, make the Trump administration say to people, there's different rules, and I'm shutting it down. Like, make him do that. That would have had an important moment. Maybe they're, if I'm trying to work their naivete out even more, maybe they were worried about him doing that, and that standing as historical precedent. But it's like, it's also so people can see the things very clearly for themselves, right? Like, don't add to the difficulty or the difficulties that regular folks like me and you have figuring out what's going on. Like, let Donald Trump do it. Because the way this reads is like, oh, yeah, Jack Smith gave up. Like, if you're predisposed to believe that it was a witch hunt, point to this and go, see?
That's the danger here. And maybe there is some, you know, three-level chess going on legally that I'm not grasping, you know, as being a guy on the radio. I mean, I get that. Maybe there is something. To my question to you earlier, why do this now, Jack Smith? But certainly it gives fodder to those folks who say, oh, yeah, it was a total witch hunt entirely. And now look that Trump's coming in. Look, they're running away because they know they got nothing. I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? I mean, they impaneled grand juries of regular folks. Like, look at the evidence. It came back. I mean, this is not a political, quote unquote, witch hunt. What will be a witch hunt is if Donald Trump gets in there and tries to, you know, somehow indict Jack Smith, somehow indict some folks at the Department of Justice.
Well, like, is Jack Smith going to flee the country? Like, that would be interesting. Right. I if I'm Jack, I'm like, hey, honey, is my passport up to date? Like, can we leave? Is there a place? Where do Americans go for asylum? Like, where does Jack Smith go for asylum? For real.
Well, not Mexico. They're going to be kicking all the Americans out of there pretty soon. So I don't know where you go. But no, I think, listen, Jack Smith, and I don't get it. I don't get it, Maggie. Fight, Jack Smith. Stand up and fight. Garland, fight. What are you doing? What are you doing? What is the motivation? What is the upside to this? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Folks, that's Dom Salvia. He's got the great show that follows mine from 4 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where every day is we give you real news and great conversation. More of this great conversation when we come back. I got a little head scratcher for you when we come back, Dom.
Okay.
I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Last segment of the day. Don't miss it. I'm going to see if I can stump Dom with a little sound I got coming up next. All right.